I am once again here at the first annual Chicken Media Summit here in New Bern, North Carolina, and standing in front of me is Brooks Edmondson, and we are standing at his farm, his chicken operation here. We just finished attending the hatchery, and we just left your barn where you're growing out the chickens. Tell me a little bit about your operation.
I'm Brooks Edmondson. We raise chickens for Sanderson Farms. I have a four-farm operation here, which is Three Sons Poultry. I also have a row crop operation, which is Edmondson Farms. I raise nothing but grain. But the chickens are something new we've got into, hoping maybe one day one of the three boys may want to come home and farm.
We've been to the hatchery, and now we're here at the grower barns. Tell me a little bit from start to finish here on your operation.
Well, we get these birds, they're several hours old when we get them, so they're very cute and fuzzy. We keep them for 49 days. It's a constant checking on, but everything's automated. It's been a good process for us, so we've enjoyed it.
Well, you said 49 days. What's your goal weight when they should go to harvest?
6.5 pounds is my goal. I always take more, though.
More is always better. Tell me a little bit about some of the struggles and issues you face here on the daily, on the farm on a daily basis.
Well, your biggest struggle is your climate and your weather. We have to heat these with LP gas, so a cold winter, you spend a lot of money on gas trying to keep them warm. The key to this operation is keeping that bird as comfortable as possible. Other than that, climate and weather is our biggest challenge.
Well, I know you said that you and another guy take care of all four of these barns, and so you highly dependent on technology. Tell me a little bit about the innovative technology uses that kind of make the system a little bit more automated and less labor intensive.
Well, Sanderson has chose a good system. It's the ROTM system. It's hooked to the internet. I can sit here and observe my whole farm from either my cell phone or when I'm in a tractor combine. I have an iPad. I know anything that's going on the farm at that time. It'll call me any time of night, most time midnight, so it works very good.
Well, thank you for opening your farm to us today and letting us take a tour. I know for most people, it was the first time that they actually got to step foot inside a barn and see the chickens growing. So once again, talking with Brooks Edmondson, he is operating one of the grower farms for Sanderson Farms here in North Carolina. I'm Jamie Johansson.